getting real with Roz. Come on, come on.
Give it to me now, baby, come on. Give it to me now, baby, come on.
Sit down.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance. Let's get together and dance. Let's teach these people just how we do it. Just shake your body, just like this party.
Hello, I am Roz, the host of Getting Real with Roz. On the December show, we had Robert Ross here in the Seattle area, another fellow musician who I work with. We were able to listen to how he navigated through life being in the music industry during the height of Kurt Cobain scene here in Seattle. He called him, like personally, he called him Kurt. And I had to ask who he was referring to because I wasn't on a first name basis with such a legend. What an honor to have been working with him and around him during that time. And by the way, if you don't know who Kurt Cobain is, please look him up. He's pretty powerful in the music scene here in the Seattle area. But before I get started on the introduction to our next guest, I'd like to give a mention to our leader and adopted forefather, Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on this special day. He stood for peaceful activism along with a fight for civil rights. Interesting trivia about where we live is that the county that we live in here in the Seattle area is actually King County for him. Along with a list of accomplishments, Dr. King was able to enter college as a 15-year-old. He was a Nobel Peace Prize winner, a pastor, a great speaker, and motivator for generations to come. Thank you, Dr. King Jr., for your great leadership. So now this is the part where I speak life into the listeners. Speaking life into someone is sharing something that lifts the other person up. This show and any show that I've done, I speak life into the listeners. Do you have anyone who believes in you? Powerful thing. Let's go into the remaining 2024 with Dr. King's motto of, I have a dream, from his momentous civil rights speech. You're going to do some great things if you keep dreaming. It may be tough right now, but you got this. We got this. I believe in you, even if no one else does. Okay, radio family? Okay. Every third Monday of the month, I will bring on a new guest and get to hear their music and hear about their lives in the entertainment industry. I'm thankful to our radio family for being able to spread the love and education to our listeners. Just a reminder that you can have a free download of my intro song, Baby Come on the Infidel Radio SoundCloud or Blog Talk Radio. SoundCloud.com/InfiniteLENT or blogtalkradio.com/InfiniteL. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on Getting Real with Roz, you can submit your request to grwr_guest@InfiniteLENT.com. In the subject area, put featured guest inquiry. All right, now my next guest, put an S on that if you want, is a two-in-one special. It's even more special to me because I have heard music from one of the singers via working with the other. The other, who shall not be named yet, is one of the producers of my last CD. He was gracious enough to help me out on my project. Played at church together and played earlier today at an MLK event. I'm excited to bring them both on. Isaac David and Brennan James, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, this is so exciting. I get two people, two individual great talents here. And real quick, everybody, just like I said, I had asked Brennan just, I don't know, it was randomly or whatever the reason, spirit led, I asked him about his music and about if he knew somebody that produces music. And he showed me and played for me Isaac David's music. And I was a little dumbfounded about, like, who is he? And you guys are just such a powerful team. So this is, again, I really am thankful that you both are on the show, especially today with Dr. King's birthday celebration.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. And I know, now, Brennan, I know you're in the Seattle area. And Isaac David, are you also in the Seattle area?
I'm in Seattle, born and raised.
Born and raised. That was my next question. And Brennan, you also as well. You were born here, right?
Yep. Born and raised.
Cool. Who are you guys' musical influences growing up? Both of you. It say who you are first so it can make sure we know who you are.
Brennan, you can go first.
I'm Brennan James. What was the question again?
Who were your musical influences growing up?
Growing up, I listened to a lot of hip-hop and R&B, popular, mainstream music. All the way from, like, Kanye West to Neo, Chris Brown. But I also grew up in a very musical family. So, like, we liked all genres of music. Like, there's this jazz fusion group that my brother introduced me to, which was, they're called Snarky Puppy. And they're, like, basically all, like, it's just instrumental music, but it's, like, many musicians, like up to like 10 to 15 members, like playing different instruments, and they're all like beasts at their instruments. So, yeah, you got that. I've always liked rock music. Paramore. I don't think these guys are well known, but their drummer is well known. Thomas Pridgen with the Memorials. They're like a heavy metal group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that. That's actually really cool. It kind of gives you a better, like, helps your ear as well, kind of not get stuck into one type of sound, and you can be a little bit creative and bring in some of that in some of your musicality as well. So that I love that, that you were able to have that upbringing with the different backgrounds and different types of music. Really nice.
Yeah.
And then, Isaac David, what were your musical or what were your musical influences?
I'm kind of like Brennan. I'm like all around the... You know, I was really into dance. I was a b-boy, so just like breakbeats and Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
I loved Michael Jackson
as
a kid. You know, Stevie Wonder, just anything that had soul and vocals. And my mom too, because my mom was a singer when I was a kid. I think she inspired me. She used to play the guitar and stuff. So kind of growing up around that and. Just kind of listening to her, you know, and wanting to be a singer. But I got to say, people are going to get mad, but R. Kelly back in the days, you know, R. Kelly. Anybody that had like this, that kind of stood out musically, you know. Like Brennan's Metallica, like rock, some rock stuff. Marvin Gaye. Sam Cooke, just a lot of, you know, I still listen to a lot of that stuff. I go back and listen to, you know, older records, Temptations, Smokey, just a lot,
wow.
a lot of stuff. Yeah.
That's
yeah, pretty
why y'all
wide
sound
range.
So good. Because y'all had, you guys listened to some really great, great heavy hitters there musically. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying about, you know, R. Kelly. But, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, when you have talent, you have talent. I mean, that's just there. So but I understand what you're saying. And thank you guys for sharing that. So, Isaac David, this is for you. My mom had was going to be able to sing for Sam Cooke and travel with him, but because of the kids she had to give up that opportunity. So that's just just to throw that info out there to you as well.
Wow.
So, but I know being with the musical family, it also helps form who you are and, you know, kind of instills that love for music naturally in there. And again, I can hear it when with you guys' music. But when you're not working on music, what do you all do for fun and relaxation?
Fun and relaxation. You want to take that home, brother?
Sure, I'll go first. Okay. When I'm not doing music, I tend to play video games, watch movies, hang out with my friends. I picked up a hobby recently in roller skating, so I go every Sunday.
Do you know, I was just talking about roller skating last night. I grew up doing roller skating. Me, my brother, my cousin, like almost every Saturday. And we were just talking about that. But you get to a certain age, you're like, okay, I'm going to need a helmet. I'm going to need some elbow pads, some knee pads. And so I don't know if it's worth me going out anymore. Where's the skating rink? I didn't even know they had one around here. I guess they probably would have. Well, cool. What about you, Isaac David?
Just hanging with my wife and, you know, we like to watch movies and, I like, I'm honestly kind of a very, I like to sit and just kind of like think a lot. So I write a lot. So I'm always writing, whether I'm writing a script or I'm writing ideas or, you know, I also like to really study God's word. So I'm in that just trying to understand that. And then, cause you know, just even as like trying to take God's word and figure out how to put it in a way that people can understand it through music. So I think I'm a definitely a reflective person and enjoy kind of that, that solitude of just like reflecting and, I kind of have the same routines. I like to get up and have coffee and usually spend time in prayer and in the word and just kind of, you know, make sure that that, you know, relationship with him, you know, Jesus is right. And I think that that's kind of where I'm, you know, I like to do that. And, you know, I was a long distance runner. I've been kind of falling off lately, but I like to exercise and when I can, my spend some time with my kids. And you know, I don't really have a lot of. I'm kind of a homebody, honestly.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I kind of dream about sitting next to creeks and being creative. You know, or just like, you know,
becoming one
really,
with nature. Yeah.
You know, I honestly one of my favorite things is to do is to hang out with Brennan in the studio. Like I love the creative process. I love the just us coming together and and us kind of being mad scientists. You know, like
I get it.
I throw them off ideas and it's like, what do you think about this?
I get it. I love that. Really no, I totally get it.
I enjoy it. I can live in the studio. My happy place. So.
Oh, totally. I totally get that. What church do you guys both go to, if you could, wouldn't mind sharing?
We actually go to the same church, in Spirit and Truth.
I missed you.
Yeah. Yeah. I started going there about 6 months ago.
Oh, and, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know y'all are fire up in that place. There was already fire before. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's good to hear. I love that you all even are able to have a be in a ministry together. Are you guys actively performing in public at all?
We haven't really. I've done some things at churches. To be honest, I think we've been kind of just trying to develop what we have, you know, and write a lot. We've just been over the last 4 years writing so much and we've done rock albums and we've done a rock album and it was like, you know, we started off with one song and we decided, you know, Brennan was like, we should just do a whole like EP or whatever. And we did that. And I think we just been like creating a lot. We haven't really been performing. It's just more like kind of trying to figure out what God has given us and how to like develop it. And so I think that that's in the making. It's just like right now we've just been more in the process of writing and getting stuff out there and doing it the right way, you know, and having your publishing and stuff out there and looking for opportunities, but not too much performance.
Okay. All right. So does that no, you're not a full-time musician either, you guys. You just do it as you're, you know, hopefully grow into more kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. And you said both your families is musical, are musical, which, like I said, you can just tell because it's in you. But when you're talking about, like, being in the studio, I'm going to I ask all of the guests this, but what you using? What do you record yourself with? Like, what type of mic, what type of equipment do you like to perform with?
So I have a Neumann mic and a Lawton Audio mic. We also have we record out of Logic, on a MacBook Pro.
Okay.
I have a Native Instruments keyboard that I like to use for MIDI. The speakers we have are Yamaha HS8.
Okay. Hey, Isaac David.
Everything off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. And then Isaac David, in New York, do you have your own studio as well, or do you just do most of your recording with?
I do everything with at his, Brennan's. I had my own studios. But I kind of used to do a lot of production myself and, like, just make my own stuff. But I kind of wanted to leave that. I still can do some of that, but I just left that alone. And just I like having a producer. And Brennan's just got such a he helps me through a lot of things that he's very technical. He has a great technical, too, not only a great player and an understanding of music. Like,
for sure.
Brennan can do so many different types of music. Like when you listen to the rock album, he has a great understanding of where music should go. And also with the mixing, and he mixes and masters all of our stuff. And at first I was having somebody master the music, but then Brennan was like, I think I can do it. So
he's like,
started
I got
doing
this.
It. And then he was like, oh, just one more thing under his tool belt, you know? So,
that's really cool.
But yeah, he handles all of the mixing and mastering. He helps with a lot of the arrangements, harmonies, or like I throw stuff at him, and then sometimes he'd been like, oh no.
get that out of here.
Or like, yeah, I don't like how that sounds. And I'm like, you know, it's a very humbling experience where I'm like, okay,
right.
Let's go back and let's try a different word there, you know? So.
Okay, so first of all, we're not just going to throw it out randomly that you guys have a rock album. Where do we find it?
It's on all the major, you know, Apple Music.
Give us the name. Is it a title or is it just look up Isaac David?
Yeah, Isaac David Edge.
Nice. Okay, let me write that down. Isaac David Edge.
The album.
E-D. Say it again.
The album's called Burn.
Okay.
Oh, that's not Burn. Sorry.
Yeah.
I already messed up the title.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. No problem. So called Burn. I appreciate you guys sharing that. I know you two work together. Is there anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to or thank you, you know, with you guys' connection that you have?
Let's see. I mean, it's probably me and Brennan, but like, I guess I would give a shout out to like some people that helped me kind of get to doing music, which would be, that actually, his name was Hubert Tony. We call him Tony Tone, but he passed away, you know, younger in my career. He really helped me kind of develop, and he did a lot of music for me, supported me and stuff. And he was a musical genius, and I think he had a big part of just letting me sit there and kind of bang out stuff. But he passed away last year, so.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'd say something, you know, to him and his family, because he was a very talented musician that really never, he did a lot of things for local people, but he just gave a lot, and one of those people that he should have been somewhere that you'd hear about his name, but never got to that place. But he passed away last year, so him and you know, just a lot of the people that I started with, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And then Brennan, did you have any body in particular?
Any what?
Do you have anybody you wanted to give a shout out to in your team?
No.
Yeah, no problem, because you got a big team right there on the other line, so we know that. You've already shouted him out. And then Isaac David, you play other instruments?
I kind of play by ear. You know, I can get on the keys and play some things, and just like I play the guitar a little bit. I grew up playing the saxophone. You know, I had private lessons when I was younger, so it's been a while since I've really got on it. But I can kind of tinker with most stuff if I figure it out, you know. But not to the degree that Brennan's at. I'm not there yet. So
no problem. Well, I couldn't ask for a better day to celebrate again, you know, with you guys, with this being Dr. King holiday. And also with a special gospel song in remembering Dr. King Jr., along with his spiritual journey as a pastor. So let's listen to your first song, Ain't Got God.
Ain't I will give it all to you if you will kneel down and worship me.
Get out of here, Satan. For the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him.
They say he's got no chance, 50 million fans. Got the girls screaming, everybody loves to dance. But he ain't got God. But he ain't got God. They say he's got no chance, 50 million fans. Got the girls screaming, everybody loves to dance. But he ain't got God. But he ain't got God. He makes that money, he got sex, man. He bought a mansion in the Hamptons. He owns a label, plus he's acting. And all the girls think he's so handsome. But so much city's doing drugs now. He's full of pride and he won't come down. He make more money being a thug now. But if he died, he'd go to hell now.
To Roz on the Infinite L Radio. I'd love to connect with you on my Instagram page. Getting Real with Roz.
Wow, y'all pulled out all the stops on this one. That intro alone was like, yeah, that was right. And then even at the end, to even close it out with, you know, the powerful word from Scripture, it means a ton. And if the message is not clear, but, you know, the Scripture alone, then, you know, people, if you're not ready, you know, get ready so that you can accept such powerful words. What does the song mean to each of you?
I guess the thing about
Then you sound good on top of it. I didn't say anything like that, but I'm just getting the message. Right. I appreciate that. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
It's okay. The thing about it is that, like, the message of, like, within the music industry right now, it's like people, there's just so many things to pull people away. And there's so many lies being fed in music, you know, like. And so, like, when I was writing the song, Ain't Got God, it's like, you're not rich without Jesus. And you're not rich if you're walking in, like, faulty character. Mm. And that the song is, like, basically, because a lot of times when I get songs, I see things or I see videos, and it's like, I just feel like God calls us to expose the lie, right? And that's why it's saying, like, you know, you have these 50 million fans, but you ain't got God. And the path that you're on is a path of destruction. You know, and the path of destruction doesn't always look like, you know, sometimes it's like a lot of times people, it's a gradual path, you know, it's not always like all of a sudden it's like, but that's what the song is. Basically, it's kind of two stories going on where it's like, it's all the promises as of being an artist, you know, when you've been given gifts or something by God and the compromise that can happen. It's like the first story is basically just about this guy that's like, he's in the industry, but he's losing his soul. You know, and he's getting more open doors, and he's, you know, he's hanging with the, you know, the crowd, and he's like, you know, then all of a sudden, like, because he's void of peace, he's void of that relationship with God, and because of the principles you reap what you sow, he's starting to go on a path down, but he doesn't necessarily know it, you know, and so it's like, there's one part that I said that, you know, he makes money as a thug, so it's like, he's basically getting paid to promote something of death for others, and but it pays well, and it's kind of like looking at the industry and how compromise happens, because, you know, we all want to eat, right? We all want to have nice things, but then it's the industry that says, you know, just keep Jesus out, like, you know, we don't really want Jesus, we don't really want the word, we want your talent, but we just don't mention God, don't say Jesus, don't live a life of integrity, don't have any type of lines that you draw in the sand. And then it's kind of like, so it's like a story if you listen to it. And it's like, it's because a lot of the song was never supposed to make people feel comfortable. There's enough comfortable music out there. I didn't like all the songs we do is like this so direct. But the song is basically like what I see the song as is like it's got the answer in the song if somebody's willing to listen to it. Because at the beginning, it's the same temptation that Christ goes through that we all go through, you know, and then. At the end of the song, it's telling you how to get saved. It's how to repent, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and get saved. So that's one thing me and Brendan talk a lot about. It's like I think about that a lot. Like, if someone listens to the music, can they find Jesus? Is there enough? Is it clear enough that somebody goes, "Wow, like I need Jesus," and they feel conviction? And that's the type of music that I feel that we're embarking upon. It's not always for the claps of the crowd. It's like this is a serious message, and, you know, Jesus Christ really is real. He really is the savior of the world. And even though we might have two fans or five fans, it doesn't matter, because as long as we're giving you that truth that, you know, that can impact somebody. And I feel like sometimes that's what happens. God puts salvation in a song. He puts deliverance in a song for those that have an ear to hear. Listen. And so behind that trap beat, that's what it is. And then the second part of it is like about a girl that's in the industry. And we see that so much with female artists now that they're kind of prostituting themselves. It's not a song of judgment. It's a song of actually love, saying like, this path that you're on, it's going to lead to destruction. It's not going to end up like you think it's going to. So we see the people in the industry that they're being prostituted, they're being used for their bodies. But they have 3 million hits in the club, and they have the Bentley, they have the Mercedes, they live in, mm-hmm. you know, Rodeo Drive. And mm-hmm. but that path looks, it looks so shiny, but it ultimately, right. if it's leading away from Jesus, if it's leading away from him, then there's no life yeah. in it. So we try to just kind of pack all that in there.
Yeah.
Isaac David, with that exact same thing, I was thinking of your intro. You know, when you hear this really evil sounding intro, I think people think that's what evil sounds like, and you know, like in life, but it actually sounds really good. It sounds
yeah.
tempting. It sounds real. It's so deceptive that we think it's this like beautiful thing. But if we heard the voice the way you guys presented it in the beginning, it's easy to spot sin that way. But that's not what the enemy wants us to mm-hmm. hear and believe. He wants us to get tricked. And so he
Amen.
Sends us those enticement, you know, those enticing things. And then the other thing is your exact same thing as what you're saying, my sister. And I think I've shared this on the show already, but my sister came out, had a contract, moved to Hollywood, had, you know, the producers or the managers, you know, the just everything. I mean, she would be today's pop star, kind of reality, kind of growing, you know, that type of life. And then she got, you know, caught into drugs and other things while she was there. But because of this and because of the word and because of her upbringing, you know, God came back into her life. And
Thank
she
God.
Ended up going to gospel, but not only that, she went to gospel and she also had a charted, but all, and then she was friends with Bobby Jones and she was on BET, you know, several times, got to sing and actually trade dresses with Dorinda Clark, back in the day
wow.
when she had first lost weight and everything. So that's what happened with her. To be able to turn her life around. So I'm really thankful to her and just probably one of the most talented vocalists in our family, as far as I'm concerned, just pretty amazing. So thank you for sharing that and just sharing your music and the message as well, and especially two young men being able to work together. First of all, it's sometimes difficult, but then you have having God in the center to be able to bring you two together, even as music partners and brothers, is also another powerful thing to be able to mention. So, again, I can hear it in the music and, you know, the twist of the message kind of, you know, for the world. You know, like you say, you bring in love. Somebody else shared that today after the MLK thing. Sometimes we want to talk about sin or the hate from people, but when we come together and we just love each other, then we can do so much more. So I appreciate you guys' message. And Brennan, did you have anything also you wanted to share about what the song meant to you, or is that good Isaac David good description?
Yeah, he pretty much covered it.
Yeah,
like, as
really
he said, it's raw, it's in your face, and it's not meant to make you feel comfortable, but
for
it's
sure,
meant to
yeah.
present the listener with the opportunity to like face themselves, face the truth, and make a decision to follow God or not, you know? And
yeah.
And it really is a song of love, like love, the truth and love, like, doesn't always feel good.
Right.
Like, it takes love to, you know, like say your kid does something wrong and, like, you know, you give them a whooping, like, that's love, that's discipline, right?
Right.
And like, I view it the same way. It's like,
for sure,
you know, tell somebody the truth, like, that they don't want to hear, you know, but it's out of love to ultimately save them. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that. Well, let's, we're going to go and to continue our interview, but we'd like to take a short break and listen to your next song, Praise. Here we go.
Show me your vision, yeah. Jesus can fill you right up. Little water soaks the crown. Cause we need your spirit now. God, you deserve all the praise. Cause you give us life every day. Jesus, you broke every chain. Freedom is found in your name. With everything within me, praise you, Lord. You came to earth to save me. Thank you, Lord. Your head.
Are listening to Getting Real with Roz. If you like music videos, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Roz Music Page.
You know, as I was listening to that, I thought of Ty Tribbett. Just that you had that's a really good, you know, not just the words, but just a good groove behind all of this. Who started this concept of the song?
I think I came with Brendan. I had an idea. I had the hook, and I had the hook, and then he just made the beat. So,
yeah. Nice. And then you said, by the way, you said you were a b-boy.
Yeah.
So when you do these songs, do you like have like movements in your head?
Yeah, like I think a lot of rhythm is a real big thing with me. I tend to like I like rhythm. I like to dance. So I like to feel it. I feel the movement, and so just, you know, and Brendan's a dancer too. So
Brendan, if you say one more thing that Brendan can do, Brendan, tell us what else he can do. Brendan,
I'm telling you, this guy is like, you got skills, man.
Okay, actually, that was one of my questions. So, Brendan, let's pretend you're not here for okay. Mute yourself. Okay, Isaac David. So tell me, one of the questions I actually did have, Alma, and you just reminded me, would you be able to talk Brendan into doing his own CD, like singing, or does he have one?
He's working on some stuff. I am encouraging him because he, you know, he's a little bit quiet, but he's got a lot of... got a lot of talent, so he's got some stuff he's working on.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear. So Brendan, Brendan's not here, you guys, right now. He's muted, so he's in a timeout, a radio timeout. So anyway, going back to you, Isaac David. So when you at church in spirit and in truth service, is Mr. Brennan singing at all?
No, I haven't seen him sing, but he's either on the keys or the drums.
The keys. Okay, that one's new. So when I was there, he did sing one time, and it was absolutely amazing just to hear his heart. So, you know, I know sometimes if you're not ready, you're not ready, but I feel like when God speaks, be ready, you know, because you don't know how much more you can do and touch and bless people, you know, by something that you might be holding back. You know, you never know, and that's speaking to myself as well. So I'm not surprised in some ways that he would be able to dance, but I am glad that we have someone else who is an advocate of truth of Brennan James's life.
Yeah,
thank you, Isaac David. You have brought us
you.
A new... What else does he do? What else can he do before? Because he's still not here right now. We can still talk about him. No, I'm kidding. That means
awesome.
A lot.
Yeah, he's got a lot of talent. So, you know,
that's
humble about it.
Yeah. And that's also a beautiful thing, too. Did you dance by chance with Fidget?
Did I who?
Did you ever dance with Fidget B-Boy?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just wondering. And then who's rapping on
these
songs?
That's me.
Okay. I was about to say, if you say Brennan, I'm about to hang up on this broadcast and y'all going to be mad. Everybody, you just shut it off.
He can rap
man.
Too, though. He can rap too. I'm telling you, he can rap too.
Brennan, on my last song, I should have had you join on that. I was like trying to do this little girl voice. I should have had you just rip it for me, but. Maybe next time. Maybe another time we'll do that. But are you guys with a label? Are you with? Or you prefer indie over like a label? What are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're independent. I mean, I'm open for whatever, you know. Like I think it's just whatever God's will is. You know, I don't think. I mean, if you can, there's pros and cons about being an independent label, and there's, you know, the pros is that you don't really, you know, have a lot of people telling you what you can do and what you can't do. I guess the cons would be probably like advertisement and trying to get like just being a part of the big machine where your stuff is put on the front. You know, like if you're on a big label, they put your stuff on like a different place, like on like iTunes and stuff like that, or the Spotify, you know, you kind of get the main stage. And a lot of times as an independent label, you're the one that has to do everything. You have to grind. You have to, you know, especially this type of music and stuff too. You have to like, there's definitely some battles in it. So, but I don't necessarily think one is better than the other as long as, you know, it's in God's will, you know.
For sure. What are you guys like? How did you meet?
You want to go with that, Brennan? You want me to take it?
So started working at a juvenile group home as a security officer on call. And about a year later, Isaac started working there too. And then we found out that we both do music. And he was like, hey, we should meet up sometime and, you know, start like make some music or, you know, work on a beat. We both found out we were Christian too. So like we're brothers in Christ, so we can make some good music for Christ. So,
that is so great. What is your next project? What is it?
We're working on a lot of stuff going on. We started recording a single that's going to be, I think it's going to be called The Return or something like that. It's about the rapture. Just, I think, singles for a little bit. And I know that Brennan's working on his stuff, so I'm trying to try to get out the way too so he can finish his stuff. I'm just like one of those people that want to always write songs, so you know, I feel for him. I sometimes can I probably could overwhelm him, like, hey man, did you mix that? Like, I mean, you're kind of getting, you know, you're getting a sense of how we are. Like, I'm super like goofy and like we're not like trying to be like cool or nothing, you know, like it's just like we are ourselves. Like there's a definite friendship with me and Brennan, like, and I always tell him, like, the day that he doesn't want to do anything or the day that he just, like, hey, I don't want to do this, I'm cool with that, too, you know? So we're always, like, we definitely have a brotherhood. We pray and we talk to each other, you know? We have some pretty in-depth conversations and, you know, confide in each other. And we've seen each other through the last 4 years through this walk with the Lord. And, through some mess, you know? So sometimes you have to go through some mess to get to the other side. So,
We need a camera, a video camera in there with y'all when y'all are creating. We need to see what's going on.
It's a lot of fun.
I bet you it is.
A lot of screeches, too, though. You know, it's like, oh, I didn't know that note was going to be so hard, you know? Like,
who's the more strict one? Like, no, absolutely not. Who's that person?
Brennan.
Who's the?
I get a lot of that. That's kind of like good enough. That kind of makes it.
He's like, no, it's not. Get back in there.
Yeah.
So who is the one that's more silly and more just kind of laid back? Would that be you, Isaac David?
Probably me. But you know, actually,
I don't know.
Brennan, I think we're both.
Both of you.
We're both pretty.
Yeah. I'd have to say when we're together, then we're kind of like, we do weird stuff. It's just, you know, like making country voices when we're trying to do country songs, and just, we just have fun, you know? we're both kind of goofy, I guess, so.
That's actually nice. I mean, you all have a lot going for you, just being a believer, being, you know, two men here in the Seattle area, both talented, multi-talented, bringing it all together to provide music, but also music for the soul, to be able to not just make people feel good here on earth, but to give them a promise of what they could have beyond this earth that's nothing like they've ever seen, which is probably the biggest blessing that you could give to anyone, is the truth in Christ. So, again, thank you all for that. And we're about at the end, honestly. Time flies, but is there anything that you all can think about, like that you can think or want to share before we leave? Because I want to also ask you all about how do people connect with you on social media.
You can go first, Brennan.
What's my my Instagram is It's Brennan James or It's Bren James.
Is there anything else? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, did you have any post pictures?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just post scriptures on there and whatever sticks out to me in the word.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then, is that your main one?
Right.
Okay, yeah, no problem. And then, Isaac David, any way you want to share with the radio family about how they can connect with you, social media?
I do have an Instagram. It's Isaac David, so I-S-A-C, David, D-A-V-I-D, 316. So you can check out stuff on there. Also, if you want to, like, connect, you can hit me at my Gmail, which would be just the same thing, Isaac, Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, D as in David, and then my last name, Cormier, @gmail.com. So you can see me there. And like I said, we're on most of the different music medias. So you can usually find, we're on like 60 or something, maybe 100 different platforms. So.
Nice. And then before we leave, in the beginning, I don't know if you heard me when I say that, that I talk about speaking life into the listeners, and I'll ask you guys, just give you a second to think of something. I know you already shared some really impacting things, but if there's anything else you wanted to share before we go, because this is kind of how the basis of this Getting Real with Roz, like one of the things I thought was so important, because people can be so negative and not, you know, speak in a way that you feel built up. It's easy, especially in this industry. Everybody has a turn in, you know, like the American Idol effect, where they can judge you, but a lot of people cannot do what we do. And so I just like to be able to, especially in this type of industry, be able to speak life and love and bring people up and bring us together. Is there anything in particular you'd like to speak life into the listeners and the radio family here before we go?
You can go first, Brennan, if you want.
You can go first.
Okay. Basically, I think speak from my story, And I think there's a lot of people out there that, whether you're getting older or whether a lot of hardships have happened in your life, whether it's divorce or whether it's family trauma, whether it's loss, whether it's abuse, that there's hope in Jesus. And no matter how far away you think you are, no matter how many things you've done, no matter how many times you feel like you've disappointed God, he's there for you. And and I think that that's the thing about, you know, the gospel is that for God to love the world and that he loves every single person, and that he wants a personal relationship with you. He wants to transform your life. He wants to take that mess, turn it around, and to bless people with an abundant life. And I think, you know, especially dealing with depression, you know, even in such a time where there's so much depression, my heart goes out to people that are really struggling with depression or drug addictions. But what I would say is that Jesus can set you free, to give Jesus a try and to come as you are. You don't have to clean yourself up, then come to God, but just come as you are. Come as you are with that depression or drug abuse or sexual addictions, whatever it is. There's nothing that that God did not die, that Jesus cannot heal and fix and deliver you of. And then I would say, to reach out to others, you know, reach out to a pastor, reach out to other people and go on a journey with them, because there's always hope. You know, a lot of this music that's happened through a lot of storms, if you listen to a lot of what me and Brennan has created, it was through the tears. I wrote a lot of Light Up. You know, if you listen to a lot of the stuff, the song Light Up, I wrote that with tears in my eyes. I wrote that. There's a song on Ghetto Hymns. It's about sexual abuse. I wrote that and the pain of going through that. And so there's, you know, God can take all that mess and he can turn it around somehow and make a testimony and help others where, you know, and I really firmly believe that there's nothing that the devil or anyone can do to you. There's not a place that you can be broken that God can't restore and make you well and make you, you know, and he can bind up any broken heart. He can take any situation, any tragedy and make it a testimony. And so that's what I just say, that just cry out to Jesus no matter where you are. No matter what you've done, and maybe you're a Christian that's backslid and you feel like you disappointed God for the 100th time, cry out to him and he'll hear you and he can, he can fix you and he can, and there ain't nothing better than Jesus. I got to say that, you know, music, I mean, I know this is probably long, but like music is just a part of the relationship. You know, it's like, it's not a God to us. You know, we can't, we love God. We love Jesus. And that's the thing. It's like, I always tell God I'll pack this up and stop doing this, but I can't give him up. And there ain't nothing better than Jesus, and there never ever will be. And so try Jesus, and that's the thing I kind of want to leave with people.
No, that's powerful. Thank you so much. And then Brennan?
I just want to say that the key is relationship. The key is relationship with God. Everything else, it's secondary to the relationship with God.
Amen.
Like, you put God first, and everything else will fall into place. He'll provide all you need. Any trauma, any hurt, just come to God with it, lay it before his feet, and he'll heal you. Of course, it is a process. It's a lot of things with God isn't instant. He wants to partner with you and work with you through things. He doesn't want to just instantly fix things, because then that just leaves us with, oh, God fixed it. Okay, now I'm gonna go back to doing what I want to do. You know?
Right.
But when you trust God through things and work with him through things, it builds faith in you. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
All heard it. That was powerful. Thank you, Brennan. And thank you, Isaac David. No, I'm sorry. Did you have one more thing or another thing, Brennan? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's good. You're good.
Yeah, you guys, thank you for so much for sharing. And Isaac David and Brennan James, radio family, I appreciate you all coming on the show. We wish you both well, and we'll speak life into you. Go and bless and continue to bless people. You all are an amazing talent, and people need to hear your music. We are thankful to have you as a part of our broadcast. So next show date, Monday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Johanna St. Pierre from Paris, France. Make sure to check out January's segment of In the Mix with DJ Shaheem, which broadcast on January 4th. The show was hosted by DJ Shaheem. Also, check out the In the Know with Oheniwa show scheduled for January 18th at 7:30 p.m. This will be a special show segment entitled Songs with That Old School Appeal. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to the Getting Real with Roz broadcast. Don't forget to speak life into someone. Be love and light to others. Nighty night, radio family.
Let's teach these people just how we party. Let's get together and dance.